their story, you know, and their experience.
What did your creative process look like for bringing the work to life?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, I like to work in this very collaborative way with my dancers. So it's all about giving them agency. So there's a lot of give and take of the movement vocabulary. And what, so I like to call it a movement conversation. So one dancer might respond to an image and create a series of movements and then teach that to another dancer. And then another dancer develops a variation of that. And so we kind of pass the movement around, all exploring our responses to a given sense, a set of questions and issues and images that I was presenting to them. So we unpack that vocabulary on the Zoom, and then we actually presented last February of 2021 a virtual performance where we created a video of a lot of that material. Then when we got into the studio, what was so fascinating is, you know, people that work in dance and teaching and instruction on Zoom, the mirroring was very challenging because things got reversed, right? So there was a lot of right and left challenges when we got back into the studio. Oh, I thought you were doing that in that direction. My camera was facing the other way, you know? So we ended up having to spend probably a month just refining the material because working in a two-dimensional space is obviously very different from being in a three-dimensional studio. But that allowed us to kind of go deeper into the material, and then we just used that as inspiration to develop more. We presented a few outdoor performances last spring. We were thrilled to get a permit from the city of New York to do an open culture performance, and we performed on East 11th Street. So we did a little preview of the developing piece on the street, on concrete. And that was amazing because we had an audience of passerbyers that might not have experienced dance otherwise. And many of them stopped and stayed for the entirety of the performance. So that was really fun. And then we did a couple outdoor engagements in the country, out in the Hamptons and in High Falls, New York. So these in-process performances throughout the process really help us to take a step back, get a little deeper into the material, and then we go back into the studio and we refine further. This fall, we did an open rehearsal, which was a similar experience, and that was our first time doing an indoor event. And then we did a small engagement in January at Arts on Site in the East Village. And then we wrapped everything up and moved it together to build out the full piece with all the theatrical elements and presented it in the theater.
Amanda Selwyn, our guest this morning on KTU Cares, artistic director, choreographer of Amanda Selwyn Dance Theater. And if people want to get more information, Amanda, where can they go?
Absolutely. They can find us at amandaselwyndance.org, S-E-L-W-Y-N. That's our website. Lots of fun stuff on there to click through and see some videos of the material, meet the dancers, read some press. And also, I would recommend finding us on Instagram, Amanda Selwyn DT, or Notes in Motion Dance, where you can learn more about our dance education programming in the New York City schools.